Part 3, getting the most out of mentoring. Bearing in mind the potential benefits and dangers, here are a few tips for increasing the likelihood of having a positive mentoring experience. The first tip is to be as clear as possible about your own expectations for the mentoring relationship. As we discussed earlier, this isn't the same as being completely clear about your goals. Your mentor will help you identify direction and goals as the relationship develops, but it is important to have a realistic view of what the relationship is likely to achieve, and to some degree, what you'd like to get out of it. This will increase your chances of obtaining a mentor with the appropriate characteristics. So, if you want to develop your abilities by finding a role model you can learn from, make sure your mentor has relevant experience and a track record of successful achievements in that activity. If you want increased organizational exposure and access to better networking opportunities, then make sure your mentor is well connected and sociable. If you want help to identify the best opportunities to enhance your career prospects, it may be best to work with a mentor who combines sociability with a diverse career experience of their own. If you want to develop your own ability to solve problems and make decisions, then find a coaching mentor with strong communication skills, especially the ability to listen and ask questions that make you think. Good communication skills and empathy are also important if you want encouragement and confidence building. In addition, because emotional support requires high levels of trust and honesty between mentor and mentee, you need to be sure that you both share similar values. Another general tip, if using an organizational scheme, is to avoid having a mentor who also has direct or indirect supervisory responsibility for you. This can present too much of a conflict of interest for the mentoring relationship to work effectively. Being transparent about your own needs and expectations should be balanced by you being open to the needs and expectations of your mentor. If both mentor and mentee start by being open about their expectations and by negotiating how their various needs could be met, then that provides the best foundation for a good mentoring relationship. As a mentee, you are more likely to have a beneficial experience if you think about what you can add to the relationship as much as what you can get out of it. Listen to the podcast on how to be a good mentor to identify some of the benefits you could bring to your mentor. For example, many organizations have introduced something called reverse mentoring, in which younger members of staff share their greater experience of new technologies, such as social media, with more senior employees. And one final piece of advice. Mentoring is not something that tends to produce instant results. It usually requires an ongoing investment of time and effort from both mentor and mentee for it to pay off. Having said that, depending on the type of benefit derived, some mentoring relationships will have a natural shelf life beyond which neither mentor nor mentee are gaining enough to justify the investment. This doesn't necessarily mean that the relationship has come to a complete end. You may shift to a less frequent interaction, or it may be that the relationship transforms into something different, such as an ongoing friendship. Whatever happens, it is probably best to mark the transformation in the relationship explicitly, rather than just letting it fizzle out, in order to give both parties a proper sense of accomplishment and closure.